Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't conceive. Listen to the sound from deep within.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Greetings, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning into Motivational Classroom with Haru the Oracle. And today, this is going to be a broadcast on compassionate listening. Wow. So you guys heard the song. Y'all heard Beyonce. You know, listen. You know what I mean? I want to thank, send a shout out to Manny Andrews, who dedicated that song to me this week. No, but I love the shade. No, but yeah, that song right there, guys. So here's the thing. You know, what inspired this broadcast, this motivational classroom for this morning is because how many of us are listening? You know what I'm saying? How many of us are listening to people just so that we can reply? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of that going on. You know what I'm saying? But what I found is that a lot of us lack the how-to. A lot of us are not even aware that we're really not listening. You know what I mean? We're in these relationships. We're in these friendships. You know, you ever talk to that person who just they can talk and go on for hours, but you probably got like one or two words in? You know what I'm saying? And mind you, this is the type of person that you could have called because you needed an ear or you needed help, but they didn't listen. You know what I'm saying? Because we just really don't know how to listen. You know what I'm saying? So I think that a classroom segment on compassionate listening is very, very key, right? All right, so as you guys know, in doing these motivational classrooms, I always invite everyone really to come on, but you know, and it seems like that my brother said, you know what I'm saying, he has been joining me for these classroom segments, you know what I'm saying, said, let me find out, the universe said you and Seth supposed to do this every morning for the world together. Yes, indeed, brother. You know what I mean? It just seems like that's just the order of the day, as a Professor Cobb said.
Yes.
So.
Back.
Yes, brother. Yes, greetings. Can you hear me well? Because this is a new headset.
Okay,
great. You can hear me cool. Okay. Just sure, you know, with these headsets and stuff, you just never can be too sure. Yeah, man, so when it comes to listening, you know what I'm saying, that's a, you know, and I think me and you briefly talked about it, but what is your spin on listening?
Well, I guess it really kind of depends on the person or individual you're talking about, because there is different listening for each sex. Women listen differently than men. You can't change how these two identities not just communicate, but how they listen. So when you talk about compassionate listening, it's an actual active participant in the communication phase where a person is actually listening to you. But the compassionate part is, I think, and I'm sure we'll get more into it, but the compassionate piece to me is more on a level of not talking. And what I mean by that is not letting your voice outshadow the opportunities that the person may have to open up and speak. And when I say that, a lot of times when people have conversations, it may be, say, I start a conversation, but something's bothering you. But in order for the conversation to continue in a direction where I started it, this person wants to jump on that bandwagon and take that opportunity from that person and say, hey, this is what's bothering me. Well, I really don't fucking care, because I wanted this conversation because I initiated it. If it was something bothering you, you could have been said this. You've been saying something's bothering you for weeks in this conversation, but never when someone says there's something wrong. So when communication goes, and we talk about compassion and communication, we need to actually understand, don't wait to talk. If you have a compassion, love, or unconditional love for somebody, that compassionate communication, I think, is going to open doors for you guys to be able to sit down and not feel like you're long-winded.
That's deep, brother. That's deep. You said some key points that I've written down here, because What I would love is, you know, to any women that are listening, you know what I'm saying, and I hope that you have the courage to call in, you know, because we always like a balanced, you know, viewpoint on this, you know what I'm saying, because we can only speak from ourselves, right? So Sid raised a very good key point, and it was, you know, women listen differently than men. I would love to break that down after the Sid, what do you mean? Like, you know, women listen differently from men. You know what I'm saying? Can you break that down for us? Yeah.
I can.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Well, and the reason why I say men and women listen differently is because they communicate differently. They operate differently, and they learn differently. Everybody does this. You cannot teach a person to listen the same way you do. You can have someone listen to key things, but when it comes to spiritual understanding, you can't have one person tell you, you need to listen to this person exactly how I listen to them, because now you are absorbing every bit of how this person walks, talks, and does everything. Now you're trying to mimic them. Now, men and women communicate differently just where they listen, only because women speak more from how they feel opposed to men. Mm-hmm. Men don't tell you how they feel because men don't get that deep. Men can't even open up and tell you what's bothering them. You actually think a man's going to tell you how they feel? So think about that. You want compassionate listening. Compassionate listening, a man is only going to listen to what the fuck he wants to listen to. Everything else is wah, 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 wah. Why? Because
wow.
He is feeling like you are dragging the conversation on to get your point across when all you got to do is get to the point. Men listen
yeah.
the same way they communicate. Just saying.
Yeah.
Men,
oh,
same
yeah.
way. Now, women, the same fucking way. They want you to listen to them because they got something to say. Well, guess what? That is the same way they listen. I'm only going to listen when I feel like it's got something to say directly to me, and everything
mm-hmm.
else, I'll absorb it to somebody else's, you know, whatever. Because you know how women talk. I heard this, and guess what? They say you shouldn't clean your fingernails with the other nail. It's just not sanitary. You should use a fingernail file. For real, girl? Yeah, I heard that on The View last week. I think we should apply that to our life. Bitch, do you even know if it's true or not? No. You're not listening to what somebody else knows. But that's what they listen to.
Yeah.
So
man,
that's how I break
it. Man, what? Hey, you hit that one out the park, you know, because – Even you know, listening to the women in my life now, you know, and I love
mm-hmm.
them dearly. But said you're right. You know, sometimes I'm like, I'm just gonna be straight up with you. Sometimes I think I get a free pass. Sometimes because I'm so in tune with my feminine aspect side of it, and my feelings,
right.
like I can talk and express it. You know, listen with feeling. You know what I mean? But it was a learned skill though, right? I had to relearn really. How to,
exactly.
and you just made me aware of that as you were talking. But
mm-hmm.
really, you know what I mean? I listen to women, and I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? I just weed it out. I let them talk, you know what I mean? But they talk for like 30 minutes, but I've only listened literally to about, you know, 2 minutes of the whole conversation in a 30-minute time
exactly.
frame. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because I only listen to the point, you know, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, can you just get to the fucking point, you know? And sometimes I'll just cut them off and get to the point for them, you know, like, okay, so this is what it is. Now let's focus on this. You know, you going to Venus and Mars and, you know, back to Pluto and, you know, you doing all this shit. And, you know, when we just trying to drive it home to Saturn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Totally get that. So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dwight, mm-hmm. Eli, you know, who, if y'all, you know, and Connie don't like the world stage, but you know, Cetius, you know, I would love for a woman to call in and to give us your perspective on listening. You know what I'm saying? Break it down for what Shari at? What Shari? You know what I'm saying? To break it, you know, because we need, especially in this, you know what I'm saying? Because see, women, we need to know how you feel and how you know when it comes to the topic indirectly on listening.
Right.
So if anybody listening, I encourage, look, if anybody's listening, right, I encourage
yes.
you to call someone or, you know, like share this broadcast with someone so they can call in and share a woman's point of view when it comes to listening, right? So the area
yes.
code to call in is going to be 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. Again, 929-477-3423. All right? And just to let all you guys know, this is going to be a YouTube lecture that I pulled. I am not going to butcher the name of the guy, but he's a very well guy. This comes from the Oprah Winfrey Network on her Super Soul Sunday own, right? And there was a short clip, and then there was a long clip, right? And I am going to play the 25-minute clip, you know what I'm saying, on compassionate listening. And he touches on it, right? And I also have the short clip, which is only 3 minutes and 22 seconds long. Now, if I feel that, you know, from the lengthy version of it, if I feel that, you know, the point of the matter of this topic this morning, right, was lost, I'm going to follow back with the 3 minute clip so we can refocus on, you know what I'm saying, the topic at hand, right? But I feel that the whole lecture is important. So we're gonna start off with the entire lecture and what led him up, you know, to say about compassionate listening. Now, you know, Oprah doing a damn thing. I haven't really watched TV in a while, but I don't know what she's doing now. But when she was first getting started, I loved her Super Soul Sundays. You know what I'm saying? She had a lot of amazing people, you know, to grace that platform. You know, that was a brilliant idea. And I love Mama O because she is an eight life path, eight like myself, right? And, you know, this is a very important subject, and I would love for you guys to call in. That's just period, right? All right, so, Sid, as you know, what we'll do is we'll play the classroom lecture, and then me and Sid, you know, we'll take notes. And we come back and we compare our notes like a classroom session. We encourage you guys also to take your notes so that we can all learn, grow, you know, together. And I have, I think effective communication is important too, because, Sid, you mentioned that. You know what I'm saying? So we should also do a classroom on effective communication. Yeah, uh-oh. I'm not going to even go into that spiel because, you know, that's one that irritates the fuck out of me, you know what I'm saying, when people don't communicate effectively. Like, it does something to my soul, you know what I'm saying, to where I just want to spin my wheels off, you know. But I have to also learn my reaction. But that's going to be a whole different broadcast, right? But I think that effective communication is definitely, definitely key in contrast to compassionate listening, right? Sorry, guys. Let's go ahead and jump right into the clip. You know what? The 25-minute clip isn't here. So give me a second. Give me a second to find that clip. Wow. Okay. Let me see. Oh, wow. I only have a 3-minute one. Maybe.
Oh, what'd it do?
Huh, that's what it do? Maybe that's just what it do, the 3-minute one, though, but it's not. Okay, well, you know what? I have enough material because I got some classroom shit. So yeah, guys, we're just going to – the universe has spoken. You see how this shit goes, Fed? Like, the universe want what it wants.
I do.
You know what I mean?
You're going to do 3 minutes, and y'all going to talk about the rest because y'all going to figure it out. I already know that. I already figured it out.
Mm-hmm. So what would it be? All right, so here is the 3-minute and 22-second clip on compassionate listening, and here we go. All right, guys, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back to discuss.
You refer to, I can't remember which book, but you talk about deep listening also.
Deep listening is the kind of listening that can help relieve the suffering of the other person. You can call it compassionate listening. You listen with only one purpose, help him or her to empty his heart. And if you remember that you are helping him or her to suffer less, and then even if he say things full of wrong perceptions, full of bitterness, you are still capable to continue to listen with compassion. Because you know that listening like that, with compassion, you give him or her a chance to suffer less. if you want to help him or her to correct his perception. And then you wait for another time. But for this, the time being, you just listen with compassion and help him or her to suffer less. And 1 hour like that can bring transformation and healing.
So I love this idea of deep listening, because oftentimes when someone comes to you and they want to really vent, they want to purge whatever is going on inside them, people start talking and giving advice. So if you allow the person just to let whatever those feelings are to come out, and then at another time come back to them with your advice or your comments, you would experience a deeper healing. That's what you're saying.
Yes. The fear, the anger, and the despair is born on the ground of wrong perception. And we have wrong perceptions concerning ourselves and the other person. And that is the foundation for conflict and war and violence.
You've said that the only way we can begin to end war is due to communication between people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we should be able to say like this, dear friends, dear people, I know that you suffer a lot. I have not understood enough of your difficulties and suffering. It's not our intention to make you suffer more. It is the opposite. So please tell us about your suffering, your difficulties. I'm eager to learn to understand. It has to start like that, loving speech. And if we are honest, if we are true, they will open their heart and tell us. And then we practice compassionate, deep listening. And during the process of deep listening, we can learn so much about our own perception and their perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the best way, the only way to remove terrorism.
Terrorism or even difficulties between yourself and
yes.
family members or friends.
Yes.
And the principle is the same no matter the conflict.
Yes.
Terrorists, anti-terrorists,
yes.
father and son,
right.
yourself and your boss,
right.
yourself and your children, your best friend.
Yes.
I'ma come right to the chase. Some women were made, but me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? Me how you feel. I consider myself lucky. That's a big deal. Why? Well, you got to keep my heart, but you ain't gonna need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big. It's too wide. It's too strong. It won't fit. It's too much. It's too tough. You talk like this cause he can back it up. You got a big now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. I can back it up. I talk like this, cause I can back it up.
Okay, all right, guys. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So you guys heard the man, you know what I mean? So if you guys want that YouTube clip, go ahead and click it. Once you click the YouTube clip within the broadcast, I believe it's going to be the full version of it after these YouTube commercials. Yeah, the full interview, guys, is going to be within the show notes, you know what I mean? So I wasn't able to upload it this time, but maybe that's good because I have a business meeting right after this. So compassionate listening. So you heard the man about compassionate listening. So Fed, how do you feel about what he said when it comes to compassionate listening?
I think he, and just in the 3 minutes, you kind of get the gist of how the conversation was kind of going back and forth. I think when you listen, I think people, one thing he did say that I really want to touch on is when someone vents, that's when you actually have a protocol when it comes to compassionate listening. And one of them that, and Connie, me and Connie was talking about it, one of them that I didn't even put in my thing was eye contact. But I told her that eye contact, in my opinion, is important, but it's not important. And this is why I say that. Sometimes if someone is venting to you, if they're face-to-face with you, you want to make eye contact. At the same time, maintaining eye contact and compassionate listening is somewhat important. Because if they are talking about certain things, yes, you need to be paying attention. Not saying that you need to turn it off and turn it on. But that person that's communicating with you, if you're not actually making eye contact with them when they're venting or expressing themselves, they're going to feel like you're not even paying attention to them.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to, when they're talking, if you're not making eye contact, it goes into my second point, physical contact. Now, in compassionate listening, sometimes if you are not having eye contact, or even if you are, if you're given subtle physical contact by touching their hand, their knee, or, you know, giving them some kind of approval with a gesture on their back or rubbing their shoulders, sometimes that will allow them to calm down if their octave is really high. So that was kind of like my whole thing. And there's a couple of more things added onto that. But I think with the key points onto that, when he was talking about venting, is that sometimes when you listen with compassion, that eye contact and putting your hands on that person. And let me put this last point out. Sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up.
Hey,
compassion.
We can't show on that. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I said that for my first one, but I think eye contact and the physical contact really is the first point that needs to be thought of initially, besides shutting the fuck up. Because you talking while this person is trying to express themselves, when you really should be listening, it defeats the purpose. Because you're not listening, you're talking.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm about to tag you in something real quick, Sid. I'm going to be reading it, but I want you to read it with me because there's four key points when it comes to active listening that was shared here. I shared earlier on our, oh guys, just to let you guys know, we now have an Instagram page, right? We now have an Instagram page. So yeah, I was up in the witching hours, you know, just feeling real creative and shit. And and yeah, something said, you know what, Keith, just go ahead and create the Instagram page real quick. Yeah, we now have Instagram. So it's going to be Enhancing Awareness Radio, all one word. And that is going to be our Instagram page. So everything is, again, in the show notes, guys, as it always is. So it's going to be my Intuitive Energy Readings IG, and also our new Enhancing Awareness Radio IG, which is just launched today, 2-2. Hey, look at that.
Hey.
Just launched on 2-2 today. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so And this, what I just tagged you in said, it says the type of listening. There's attentive listening, there's pretense listening, there's selective listening, and there's intuitive listening.
Right.
So intensive listening, it involves paying attention to the words that are being spoken. Right?
Right.
Attentive, yes, that's very, very key.
Right.
Pretense listening, it involves more hearing than listening. It means pretending through facial expressions that one is listening when actually one is not.
Yeah.
Pretense listening. Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm reading that back. Go ahead. What's your spin on that one?
Well, that's the one when you get to compassionate listening that you do not want to do. And the reason why I say that is because this is how men communicate. Let's just say that. Pretense listening is exactly how men are, I'm sorry, not communicate, listen. And it's actually, we're listening, but it's, again, it's the actual, like, contact in the facial, you know, the expressions you give. Because you could be looking at the TV while this person is talking and be paying attention to them, but making facial expressions because of something on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you really listening to me? I heard everything you said. You were talking about the car being locked, but it wasn't locked. And you said you left your wallet, you thought, in the glove compartment, but it wasn't there. So you think somebody stole it. I heard everything you said. So it's like, you know, that type of listening is really a listening that could get you in trouble. I will say that.
Okay. It makes sense. It makes sense. I had to really marinate on what it really meant by that. And, I agree with what you said. That's something that us men do a lot, because I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still do. You know, even in this broadcast sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I got like 10 other things going on at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's something that I definitely could work on, you know what I'm saying? And some friends have made me very aware that, you know, they don't feel like they were truly heard, you know what I'm saying, when it came to certain things. So, I'm learning right here too, brother, you know,
because
I would think I'm a good listener. You know, I tell people I'm a great listener, I'm a good listener, but no.
Well, you'll figure yourself types of listening, because even the next one, selective listening, it involves selecting the desired part of the message and ignoring the undesired part of the message. This is exactly what I was telling you about when it came to men and women. This is how we differ.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of men fall in between pretense and selective listening, where women are more attentive listeners because they more want to get to the root. A lot of our women, because they talk in circles, they want to complete that circle. Men are a straight line. So most men are selective because they only want to hear what part's important. They get it. I'm not trying to listen to all that other shit because I understand what you're trying to say. You're just trying to go it in a roundabout way. Fuck all that. I ain't trying to hear all that round shit. When you get done, that's when I'm going to tune back in. Because then that's when I know it's time for me to finish my communication to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how men are. And until men understand women and how they communicate and how they listen, it's always going to be an issue. Men are always going to feel like, you don't understand me because I'm just trying to tell you straight up. No, he's right. He's trying to tell you straight up. But you're not listening straight up, though.
Yeah.
So...
yeah.
And then what's the last one? Intuitive listening. It means listening to the intuitive mind by silencing the other forms of internal dialogue going on simultaneously. I'm going to say this. Intuitive listening is your forward thinkers. people that know an argument's getting ready to happen, or this person's getting ready to vent some shit, so they turn off the TV, they pour a drink, they let the dogs go potty, do what they got to do. They'll roll something nice for the person if they do something roll, and they get the mood settled. And then that person comes home and like, what the fuck? It's calm in here. That's what's up, though. Let me tell you what happened. Go ahead, boo-boo.
Yeah.
That person's already knowing that this person has some negative energy coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is already prepping the compassion that he needs to put in or she needs to put in to the actual person, and they're setting it up. They're setting it up. They're pre-setting everything up and making sure there's no interruptions, turning phones off, social media, don't disturb, whatever. They're putting the dogs in the kennels. They're doing everything they need to do to make that environment as cozy and calm for that person to do what they need to do so that person can actually listen.
Yes, yes, yes. When I was when I looked at it and I was reading it, the first thing that I thought was, like, I do this when it comes to my sessions, you know,
with
my clients. This is what I do when it comes, and with these broadcasts as well, you know what I mean? I do everything you just said, you know, the potty, make sure I light incense, I get the mood, you know what I mean? So when it comes to business, I utilize the intuitive listening.
Right, right.
You know, and but, I mean, I go back and forth sometimes. It just really depends on the situation, but moreover, in my private sessions, I do the intuitive listening part of it.
Right.
So yeah, man, this is good. This is good. This is much needed. You know, I think we all, you know, we all should go back to the basics. You know what I mean? We're never too smart, too intelligent, you know what I'm saying, to always go back to the basics, to revisit these type of topics, you know.
Right.
I like to call these type of topics spirituality 101. You know what I'm saying? So it's always good.
Right.
And then another way of saying it is going back to the basics. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So I do have a I did take a class on active listening skills. I took an active listening skills class. And this is a worksheet from that class I took, right? So it says active listening. So these are skills and tips. So active listening is a remarkable skill for letting others know you are paying attention, encouraging them to open up and understanding them. Simply stated, active listening is putting into words your understanding of what others have said. Key. Right? Mm-hmm. Because when we're listening, you know what I'm saying, as far as our response is concerned, you know, like, I'm going to let the worksheet break it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, nonverbal attending skills. Maintain eye contact. There's that eye contact that you're speaking on. You know, pay attention. Stop all non-relevant activities. Put aside distracting thoughts. Avoid being distracted by environmental factors. This is everything you were just saying. Lean forward. Seat yourself appropriately close to the speaker, allowing pauses, raising eyebrows, smiling, and nodding. These are nonverbal attending skills, right? So the verbal attending skills is restating, and this is what I love to do. I love to restate, and I love to summarize, right? Minimal encourages, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it, you know, mid-strike, you know what I mean? Just encouraging. So minimal encourages, right? Kind of recapping and re-summarizing what they were saying. And reflecting, giving feedback, consequences. Emotional labeling, probing, I love probing, validation, effective pause. Now, I wrote a question mark. I don't know why I wrote a question mark when I took this class, but effective pause, eye messages, and redirecting. So effective pause, what do you feel that effective pause means?
I think it's more on the sense when you're given your summary, you need to have a point that really is that aha moment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, in an effective pause is it's kind of like when you're giving feedback, you're probing. Like, I'm like you. I love probing because sometimes you got to actually extract more from this person so that they can actually kind of tell you more about why they're feeling the way they're feeling. But the effective pause, I think, is really a mindset of that when you're communicating back. My thing, too, is repeat back. And when I'm given the summary, that I want to make sure that I get the point where you're upset, but what is getting you to the point where you need to be upset at them for what they did to you when they really have nothing to do with you? Aha.
Mm-hmm.
And then you finish your summary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Makes sense. Redirecting was the last one as far as the verbal attending skills. So, redirecting. And as a counselor, teacher, you know what I'm saying, which I feel that we all are, you know, I'm sure at some point we have done all of these things. But, you know, the word that's screaming out to me said is, are we aware of what we're doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
While in these engagements. You know what I'm saying? So I think the first key, one of the ultimate keys to take with you here is being aware of how you are listening. Period.
Yes, thanks.
Being aware of how you're listening. You know, and I would love for someone to admit that they are one of those I don't even want to call them listeners, but one of those people that, you know, kind of absorbs or their presence is there, but they really, truly, you know, are ultimately takers and they really don't even care about what's going on. You know that I don't even need I say more. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you mean. They them people that need to be in that shut the fuck up over there corner.
Yeah. And they always got something to say. Always got something to say.
Always.
You know. Always. I mean, yeah, they the first one talking, you know. It's like, you motherfucker. You know. Whew. So here's some tips that the article gives. Relaxation. And said that was the whole illustration that you were painting as far as the relaxation. Relaxation can help to calm the individual. Acknowledge any emotional state, you know what I mean, how they're feeling, you know what I mean? I guess as men said, it would be a good tip to acknowledge how they're feeling as listening, you know, as a woman, right, listening. Set aside your prejudice. Now that one, set aside your prejudice, and I should have put a star behind next to that motherfucker right there because, hey, you know. Your opinions and your judgments, and then let me underline judgments, you know what I mean? Because I know I'm going to have to teach this again. I'm going to put this in my Oracle folder, to, you know, for my clients because, some of them. you know, we're all growing, you know what I'm saying? So that's the whole purpose of this conversation is to have awareness, right, as far as how we're reacting to situations, right? Because it's a time to become aware, guys, and it's a time to redirect our own projections.
Yes.
Be aware of their nonverbal presence, such as their physical state and behaviors. That's key. Because I think, you know, as an intuitive, you know what I'm saying, you'll catch on really, really fast.
Oh, yeah.
The person's really not there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're an empath, you're going to know a lot faster than a lot more people will.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
When you convey it to other people that is in your spiritual or cosmic family that are aware and have some very high spiritual presence in your life, you give them that information, I can guarantee you, you have someone in your family that's a scientist or that is a healer that is not necessarily an empath that's going to get right on top of that and fix that shit and tell you how to fix it.
Yep.
Because
absolutely,
you can't. And it's not about fixing problems. It's about getting yourself ready to be a great, compassionate listener for this person that's about to explode your phone up with some spiritual shit going on with them. Sometimes you've got to be that listening ear so they can vent. And then at the end of the day, when they're able to have that door open and they know they can come sit on the floor and eat, you know, candy with you so they can vent and cry and have their little tantrum that they're going to have, and then you still say, guess what, I love you. There ain't nothing wrong. You're supposed to feel the way you're supposed to feel because, you know, you're compassionate and you love, but you need to, you know, do this so you don't react to it. Because if you do this, then people are going to see you're weak or they're going to see that you are vulnerable. And these are when people want to attack you when you're vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to be. See, this is the type of compassionate communication and listening you're supposed to have when you are communicating with someone. Because you can't just go and say, yeah, that's fucked up for real. What you want to eat, though? Like,
yeah.
What? It's like, how are you even listening to me? It's like you just gave a comment because that's what you always say.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
So, set aside your prejudices. No, I already said that. Be aware of the nonverbal presence, such as their state and behaviors. Do not interrupt. So, you know, when it comes to those type of people, you know what I'm saying, you know, you find that they interrupt you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because they're not listening to you because they truly want to compassionately listen. They only listen to respond.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, the question is, what do those people do? You know what I'm saying? How do those people, you know what I mean, get the help that they need to, you know, get more in tune with their listening projections? Like, what do you feel that they should do or could do?
I can tell you. When I was in the military, as you go up in rank and as you go up in leadership, there's classes and people that you kind of just start getting in line to that tell you certain things. And one of the things that I remember, because being in the military, I don't care who you are, you're just not going to wake up and just be a leader. Nobody is. Nobody's going to be this great person that's going to be able to communicate well and listen. That's just not two things men or women can do simultaneously together. If that was the case, we wouldn't have counselors, marriage counselors, right? We wouldn't have divorce. So I think one of the main things that I took away when I became a leader and a manager of people and everything was never give someone to be coddled.
Never give someone – I didn't catch the last part.
Never give someone the opportunity to be coddled.
To be in what just you broke up. Look, they don't want you to hear what you just said. One more time.
I know. It's coddle, like coddling.
Break that one down, bro.
Okay. So when we communicate, if we don't have any of these steps, you got people that's always interrupting you. They're not aware of none of the nonverbal expressions, none of the things that you're doing, like, kind of nonverbally. And they're judging everything you're saying. The problem is that you're going to have a person that's going to coddle you, a person that's going to just baby you into stuff and walk and kind of, you know, carry you along because you don't want to get there. So you're over-compassionate because now you're enabling this person to vent and feel the way they feel. You have no type of, like, feedback for them that's positive. So all you're going to do is coddle them.
Mm-hmm.
So in leadership, when people are late, so I can make so people understand what I'm talking about. That's why I'm breaking this down like this. If you have a job and you have a kid that's late and he told you, you know, oh, my alarm, you know, didn't go off, or, you know, my car didn't start, and you're just like, yeah, I understand, you know, maybe you just need to, you know, get a better alarm, maybe put a battery in it. You're coddling them. Because now this dude is never going to get his alarm fixed because he knows he can come in 5 or 10 minutes late, and all you're going to do is be a dumbass.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're taking care of them. It's like now you got to remind them, hey, don't forget you got a medical appointment tomorrow. Don't be late. No, you're a grown-ass man. You late for your medical appointment, you a dumbass. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
But in compassionate listening, what I mean by that is that if you constantly coddle people, you are now allowing this person to feel that they're going to gain any type of knowledge from the experience that is going on in their life. And that is what a big part of compassionate listening, because at the end of the day, they have to understand there is a lesson behind this experience that you need to learn. And I can't baby you into that.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Wow.
When you compassionately listen, you have to be able to give them feedback so they can understand that and be able to, oh, shit, bam, I got it. Thank you. You know what? That's why I love you. You make me think about shit. See? Damn. That's compassionate listening.
Yes. That was beautiful, man. That was, yeah. Wow. Yeah, because... You know, and I'm thinking, you know, I mean, how many mothers do that with their children?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking how many times, you know, I think I've kind of moved out of that stage. But
right.
I mean, so much.
You're never going to take a mother's love of a child away, never saying that. But in order for them to grow, you can't coddle them.
Yeah.
Because now you got a 40-year-old son that's living with you because you keep coddling him.
So I'm just saying, my dad with me. You know what I'm saying? That's my dad with me. You know what I'm saying? And you know, see, I'm getting all kind of awareness as you know, saying this stuff. And I'm like, you know, that's what that was. You know what I'm saying? That's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Deep, man. Okay. Okay, I got it. And thank you, Connie, for sending me that definition. But I got it. I got it now. So the next one is respond appropriately. To show that you understand, say words such as really interesting, such as prompt. What did you do then? Oh, okay. So we're in response. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, really interesting. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. However, you know, just kind of restating. I said that's a part of restating, right?
Yeah. More like engaging. Letting them know that you're part. Damn, right.
Yeah.
Not like the one word when you're just sitting there like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, are you listening?
No. I'm sorry. That pisses me the hell off. That didn't listen to you ain't paying. Shit. Your limited vocabulary can only communicate, damn. Are you serious? Nah, bruh. See, me and Connie, when we were communicating, Connie would sit there and just be like, her whole facial expression of this turn and be like, God damn, for real? Hold up. No, I'd be like, hold on, I ain't done. What?
Yeah.
And then I'd be going in and she'd be like, yo, what? Hold on. Nigga, what? They did what? How?
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on, I ain't even done. Let me break it down some more. Shit. But to me, that's compassionate listening. I don't give a damn who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have somebody give me feedback that is as ratchet as I'm talking than somebody sitting there like, bro, I love you. I'm so sorry that you're, shut the hell up. I ain't trying to hear all that shit. This ain't counseling, nigga. I'm trying to talk to you. You ain't listening to me. Sometimes you gotta, and I'm trying to be funny with it because I need people to really understand. You have to be able to in tune yourself. That's part of being intuitive. You have to be in tune with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in tune with that person, you can vibrate with that person when they communicate and they're you're trying to listen to them and they up down all over the place. You going up down with their ass. You like, damn nigga, you need a drink too? Shit. All right then, hold on. Let me get back that drink. Keep talking to me though. Let's walk to the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You with it.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, you don't need no more than a drink. But I'm still with you though. We still vibing. Here, smoke this cigarette. Hey, yeah, for real. It's like you keep engaging with them so that they understand you still with them. You ain't going to let them do some dumb shit, but you can still talk. Keep talking. But no, you ain't about to just drink this whole bottle. You can have this one drink right here. That's cool. We both drinking. That's moving straight. But talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's
wow.
Setting up that inside, like you were saying. You know, be in tune with the person, because that is a real key thing when it comes to compassionate listening. It's just being in tune. And then... And I have to add this in. Be funny. If you ain't funny, try to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
wow.
I do shit to Connie all the time. Mm. Like, yeah. Dead ass. She could be in the middle of a conversation, bawling out, crying. I'm like, yo, I got to go bust straight up fart. So I'm still listening to you, but I need you to follow me. And she's like, no, you ain't about to crop dust. I already did. Sorry. But, oh, that's fucked up. But that allows them to kind of, you know, feel relaxed and calm down and act
mm-hmm.
jarring, act cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, I have resumes. Wow. I have resumes long, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, because this is a topic you know a lot about. And
yeah.
I'm just taking it in, man. Like, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you guys heard respond appropriately, and then the next one was keep an open mind. Wait until the speaker is finished before deciding that you disagree. One more time. Wait until the speaker is finished before you decide to disagree. This happens on the shows a lot, y'all. When they be calling in just to disagree, y'all ever get them callers? Where they call in just to disagree. And it's like repeat people sometimes, you know, and, you know, wow. Try not to make assumptions about what the speaker is thinking. Yes, yes, yeah. This happens a lot on the radio shows. I'm circling this one. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
This needs to be taught. Like, we need to have a team meeting and a conference call and go over all of this.
Don't let me go through a leadership whole thing, because I tell Connie all the time. I feed Connie on the weekends, and Connie will sit there and just, like, be taking notes and be like, you know what? I did what you said, and guess what happened? What? Blah, 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 blah. You just don't understand. I'm like, okay. And not to put her business out there, but this one thing that she was trying to do for her office, it was frustrating the hell out of her. And I told her what she needed to do. The first step is you don't give up. You can't give up, and you just do adversity that shows your prosperity through your leadership. You don't give up. You got faith in your team. You have faith in your team. Well, guess what? Now they got this fucking thing that's going to save them thousands of hours that maybe actually be able to be spread out, not just within her her company that she's working for. This can be actually sent nationwide. And she works for the United States government, which deals with Department of Defense, which deals with the military. So if this is something that can get spread out through the military, this is like monumental, not just for her career, but for, you know, the state of the job that she's working at. But anyway,
yeah.
That's part of
so this is,
you know.
Yes, yes. So this is just good all around the board. You know what I mean? I'm going to post this in our group chat, you know, and, pose that everyone, you know, listens to this, you know, and take a course on, you know, not just because we're saying that you're not good listeners, you know what I'm saying? This is just to the hosts that are going to be listening. You know, it's just
right.
That, again, everybody needs to hear, you know what I'm saying, this, everybody needs to go back to the basics and take courses so they can be a better version of, you know, whatever it is that they do. You know, whether it can be here on the radio platform, whether it can be in your personal life, you know what I mean, whatever. You know, we all need an effective listening, an active listening class, And we also need effective communication class, and that's coming next. Keep an open mind, you know, and even as hosts, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when we disagree with the caller, you know, at least let them get their speech out. You know what I'm saying? Are we listening to these callers, you know, to just because, you know, and I got it bad too because I would shut somebody down real quick. But, you know, but maybe, you know what I mean? I was telling you throughout this whole broadcast that, you know, said I'm learning too here because,
right.
You know what I mean? The next one, though, is really, really hard hitting because I was reading ahead and I was like, woo. So avoid letting the speaker know how you handled a similar situation. Woo!
Yes.
Damn. Sorry. So avoid. I'm gonna bring you on, Shari, baby. There's one more because I'm gonna read. I don't know if Shari, you listened to the whole show or not, but there's one more. So. The one that we're currently on is avoid letting the speaker know how to handle how you handled a similar situation unless they specifically ask for advice. So unsolicited advice. You know what
yes.
I mean? And one of my old business partners had this one bad. Woo! I mean, she would just cut you off and cut in and just go into how she handled it and you know, and when the people didn't, you know what I mean, it was so bad to the point to where the guests would, you know, contact me after and be like, you know, I just didn't like that experience. You know what I mean? Because we can't do that. Like, we cannot do that. So this tells me that every leader, you know what I'm saying, has to have a course on effective listening, compassionate listening. You know what I mean? Our clients. Our guests, you know, our everyday interaction, you know, plug it into whatever area of your life, right?
Exactly.
So what was your spin on avoid letting a speaker know how you handle a situation? Oh, excuse me. Avoid letting a speaker know how you handle a situation. Yeah, that was right.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I've been in here typing away, you know, my homework and stuff, and I happen to look down at the phone. But,
Shari, if you don't mind, I will go ahead, Shari. I don't want to cut you off.
Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, because I wanted you to weigh in on a key point that said at the top of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and that was when it comes to listening, you know what I'm saying, from a goddess standpoint, from a woman's standpoint, you know what I'm saying? And Sed said that, you know, women listen differently from men, and Sed broke it down. So I would like, from a woman's perspective, for you to break it down on how women respond, you know what I mean, when it comes to listening.
Okay. And what you actually have brought up about the previous – you know, business interaction with the female. Sed and I had a conversation about this. It was an epiphany that came to me where women, as a woman, I realized sitting in one of my classes that we, first of all, think differently as man and woman. That's number one. So, like, I don't know how much Sed got into it, but, you know, like what was going on in there, it was the professor speaking about him and his wife having these arguments about communication. And she would be telling him something and he would be trying to fix it. And she didn't want it to be fixed. She just wanted to be heard. The other issue was she cuts him off when he's speaking. And men find that rude. But us as females, when we speak, we cut each other off and talk over one another, and that's how we conversate, because that's our way of confirming that we're listening to you. We're actually there. We're right there. We're feeling where you're coming from. So when you're engaged in an intimate conversation, it's a matter of learning one another It's a matter of learning how to engage one another, and it's understanding one another as male, female, not just as individuals. When it comes down to professional speaking and in a business setting, I feel like your personal opinions on something, that's not the place for it. If you're having a business meeting or something of that nature in that setting, that's not a place for personal opinion. It's not a place for, I guess you would say, beating someone down, so to speak, for lack of a better word at the moment. Like if I suggest something to you, that's not a time for you to take my suggestion and belittle it.
Yeah.
With your opinion on it. You know, now if you're going to tell me professionally how that may not work, then that I'm all game for that. But if it's going to be a belittling and a matter of grandstanding, because a lot of people who are put into power positions, speakers, leaders, managers, bosses, sometimes it's a superiority complex where I'm bigger than you and I don't have to listen to you, and here's why I'm better than you are. So that dynamic, it's a matter of ego having to be put in place and checked. Because that ego will destroy any and everything that you attempt to do when you allow it to run rampant in your life. So, I mean, there's a time and place for everything. And, you know, like I said, personal opinions do not belong in a business setting. Mm-hmm. And they don't belong in a reading either. Like if I'm doing a reading for a client, that client doesn't want to hear my opinion on things. They're reaching out to me for a consultation or reading because they want some professional guidance. They didn't call me on some, hey, girl, so this is the situation, and what do you think? That's not what they're calling for. They're calling because they're saying, I have this issue, and I need you to consult, and I need you to give guidance. And consulting and guidance has nothing to do with opinion. It's an observation that is made. It's a reading. It's going into being in tune with someone. And that's also not a time to tell someone what you think they want to hear either. You have to learn that fine line between honesty and opinion and professionalism and ego. And it takes practice because a lot of people make mistakes, you know, first out, fresh out. They don't know. And sometimes they do know and they just don't care. You know, and that's when you have to learn how to handle them accordingly.
And that's just it, Shari, right there. Thank you. That was good. Say, did you have anything to add to that?
I mean, for somebody that wasn't even part of the beginning of it, kind of broke it down like, damn. I mean, that just kind of duality. When it comes to the balance of how people communicate and what, you know, people that are really intuitive see. What's wrong with people that communicate and in the influx of the destruction of how people can mess up someone that is communicating with them and them not being that effective listener? It's like you just blew a whole opportunity.
Hello?
Say it. Your phone, like, I don't know what's going on, but your phone ain't go in and out sometimes when you're talking. I'm not sure why, but so guys, the last one was engage yourself, ask questions for clarification, but once again, wait until the speaker has finished. So. Yeah, that's one that we all can get, some practice, as Shari said, you know what I'm saying? It's about practice. It's about growth. It's about learning. And that's what these classroom segments are about, right?
And that's another thing like that. This type of an environment, this type of a setting, you know, when I got – you know, the message like, hey, keep on watching. I'm like, oh my God, I was so deep in what I was doing. Like the phone was obsolete to me. I didn't even hear anything going off because I was just in a zone. But yeah. It was just a matter of tapping into the energy that's going on here. And I just wanted to say this. When you're in this type of an environment, you're able to, when you don't just listen with your ears, but listen with your whole being, you can tap into the energy without even being present. Like how I wasn't here for the whole thing. I was able to tap into the energy and listen with my whole being to what it is that you were asking me, you know. And sometimes when you're doing a setting like this, it's kind of hard to contain yourself because someone makes a point and you're just like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Or, you know, because people can't see you and they can't see your expression over the radio, you might go, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not a matter of that. Now, to me, that's not a matter of you know, being rude and, you know, all that, you know, excuse yourself there. Like, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to, you know, can I just interject right here? Like, that's, but, you know, saying, okay, yes, that's letting the person know that speaking, I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. So, it, again, it's about knowing the setting and it's about listening with your whole being and not just your ears, because I've found that when we listen with just our ears and we're not in tune with that person, that's where a lot of miscommunication comes in, and that's where a lot of listening to respond comes into play instead of listening to understand.
That's it. That's it. Powerful, Shari. Powerful. Powerful. Yeah.
That's got me rocking back and forth like Ray Charles.
That's good. You know, and I promise you guys, you know what I mean? I am I'm just absorbing all of this in because, you know, again, this is motivation for me right now because, you know, I have had friends tell me, you know what I mean, that Keith, I don't feel like you're here with your whole being. You know what I'm saying, Shari? You know what I mean? You know, because I get like that sometimes when my friend is pouring their heart out and stuff like that. Like, I'm so busy, you know, like my mind is so busy. You know what I'm saying? And when it's something really important where they want me to just sit and they want me to really, truly, compassionately listen. You know what I mean? They don't even want me to say shit. You know what I'm saying? They just want me to listen, but it's like I'm not there all the way. And they've addressed that to me. So definitely something I needed to hear. So thank you.
Well, see, when
thank
it comes
both.
To... when it comes, no problem, but when it comes to our friends and people that we feel for and we have connections with and they're going through things, I will admit myself, it's hard to just sit and listen.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've learned to do, but now when I do it, people are like, are you still there? Are you listening? No, I'm listening to you. I'm just not saying anything because I'm absorbing everything that you're saying. I'm absorbing every emotion and, you know, I'm not even going to lie. Sometimes I tap in, you know, on the other realms and get a view. I'm actually visually seeing what you're telling me as well. And even in doing that, it takes a certain stillness for you to be able to do it. But when you have a mind that is everywhere in all places, sometimes it's a little hard to bring it all in. And I know for me, there's a meme that I love that says, you know, when you tap into the mind of a creative person, it's like having a million browser tabs open at one time. Well, I want to take the artist, the creative person out, and I want to just say an in-tuned person. It's 2 billion browsers open at one time because now you're feeling everything and you're able to be in different dimensions all in one time. And now when you're seeing, when your friend is talking to you or your loved one is talking to you and they're telling you something and you're hearing them on the 3D and you're seeing them in the etheric threads and you're watching this spiritually happen before your eyes in a situation and it angers you, it's hard to contain it.
Yes.
So just
wow,
know when you're talking to your tuned-in friend, it's kind of hard to tell us not to. Because it's like telling us somebody violated you and telling us not to get involved. So have a little patience with us. We working on it.
Y'all know what I love, though, is that, you know, like, I don't have to explain to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Shari, you just, you know, it's like you already just know. You know what I'm saying? And I never have to explain to y'all because, you know, it just brings me back. It brings me back to intention. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when we're listening, what is our intention to listen? You know? And, hey, Shari, you know, and we touched on this in the beginning, too, said, you know, are you listening to respond? Are you listening? And, and what did he say in the clip? He said, listening can relieve the suffering from a person. So are we listening to help heal the person? Like, what's your intention?
Uh-huh.
Well, rocking back and forth like Ray Charles again.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Are you listening to help him or her to suffer less? That's another key point he said. The only way we can end wars is communication between people. And he actually mentioned intention and eager to learn. So, you know, are we listening because we have an eagerness to learn? You know what I mean? And so there's different aspects of it. But I think at the root of it, you know what I'm saying, I think that intention is very, very key. That's my spin on it. So I'm going to end my point on that. But do any one of you, Shari, if you can go first, because we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. What is your closing spin on compassionate listening? And what do you want to leave the people with?
I will say this, and I will keep it short because I know you've got things to do. when you talk about compassionate listening, the one thing that kind of sticks out, and I got to put my sis on the point here, she may come to, you know, she'll come to me, you know, with an issue or a problem or whatever, and I will stop doing whatever I'm doing and sit down and actually listen and give and actually listen to her and give the feedback. So when you compassionately listen, you got to really tap in like you're sitting next to that person and you can actually talk to them and listen to them. That's compassionate listening, actually being able to even in the non-physical sit next to somebody and hold their hand and hug them when they need a hug. And allow them to open up and tell you what's bothering them or what's wrong and not try to compare your life to theirs, but allowing them to know that you're always going to be there because you're going to be a part of their life. Because if you're that type of friend or if you're that type of family or if you're just that type of person, you need to be loyal to that and show them that.
Hey, there it is, Shari.
Okay, before I make my closing statement, I just want to say this. In compassionate listening as well, beware of those friends who are just vampires, because those who know that you do listen to heal will then begin to call just to dump. And that, you know, there's a difference between venting and dumping. Like Seth will tell you, there's times I call him and I'm just venting. I'm not looking for you to give me anything. I just need to get this thing out because I know if I hold it, it's going to become poison to my system. So I need to get it out, but I'm not speaking to dump it on you. I'm just dumping it. I need an ear because I need you to hear some things, and maybe you might be able to help me correct it. And that's the beautiful thing about having these connections, because someone will direct you, even when you're just venting. They'll say, well, you know what, like Settle or Connie will be like, well, you know what, sis? I hear what you're saying, but I need you to think about it in this manner. What about this? Or what if this?
Oh, yeah.
And it'll take you down a whole nother road. But when somebody is calling to just dump on you, you feel that. And people will take advantage of that because that's what it's like. I said in one of my little 15 minutes of funk, people are going to take what you give them. And if you allow someone to take from you, then it is not their fault that you're giving it away. You got to stop letting people rob you. That's like opening up your front door and having all these valuables in your home and you all the way in the back of your house and your door is wide open. You left your door wide open for anybody to come in and take whatever they wanted. They knew it was wrong to cross the threshold, but you left the threshold unprotected. And with that being said, with being a compassionate listener, we've already gone, you know, into what it takes to be a compassionate listener. I'm going to say with being the person who's looking for the compassion, be willing to receive what it is that's being given to you. Be open enough to understand that these aren't always going to be criticisms. Everyone is not out to get you. People are actually loving on you when they tell you the truth. Be willing to hear your truth. Be willing to do the work, because if you came to someone to compassionately listen to you, you just heard all the work that goes into it with just listening, something so simple. There's work that goes into that. So be willing to get what you're seeking, and don't get mad. And be patient with the person you're speaking to, because we're all still learning.
Yeah. One of my close friends called me that recently. It was like, Key, you're going to have to be patient with these folks.
Yes.
But, yeah, thank you so much, both to you guys, Shari and Sid. Very, very powerful, Shari. You made some key points that was not discussed, but, you know, I felt that that female balance needed to be present because, you know, intuitively, I knew that you would bring just what you brought. So I want to thank you so much for stopping and pausing and to, you know, chime in on the conversation.
Absolutely, no problem. Thank you for putting out the, you know, the whoop. Like, hey, somebody get her.
Yes.
I appreciate, and I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. All right, guys, so we're going to bring this to a close. So as you guys know that I do the Oracle card of the day, and the Oracle card of the day is going to be Fog Veil, right? So what Fog Veil means is that this means for you to get in tune with your heart's desires, the unseen, and pretty much the shifts that go on, you know, within yourself, right? So this card reminds you to trust your higher self and your intuition beyond what you see physically. So, you know, it's about getting in tune with your inner spirit, getting in tune with, you know, those realms that Shari spoke about. You know what I'm saying? Just pretty much get in tune with all levels of yourself within. Right? So if you guys want to book a reading, a more in-depth reading, this weekend I am doing one-hour sessions for $22 USD. So, yeah, guys, all the information is there. I got it, Connie. Thank you, Connie. All the information that you need to book a reading is there in the show notes. So, again, guys, the card of the day is called Fog Veil, and it's about the unseen. It's about your heart desires, getting in tune with that. And if you get a private reading, I'll tell you how to get in tune with your heart's desires. I'll, you know, teach you how to manifest these things for yourself. You know, my readings get pretty, pretty intense. So be sure that you go to my Facebook business page and also my website. But moreover, my Facebook business page, because we have reviews, and you can actually witness and see what the people had to say, how impactful my readings have been for them, right? And if you need to email me for anything, you know what I mean, my email is there as well. And also, if you want to email the show, the platform itself, if you have an idea, you want to become a guest, you have something that you teach the world, a lot of you guys give me ideas. You know what I mean? And privately, these ideas actually manifest into a broadcast, right? I had two of them yesterday, and we're going to be doing a lot. There's so much, guys, coming up for you guys. You know, like, some of our shit is booked up until almost June. You know what I'm saying? So we're going rapidly. Everything is just amazing. So thank you to the Enhancing Awareness platform. And for everything that you guys bring. Said, I unmuted you again because I want you to let them know about your upcoming broadcast that you have coming up before we go out.
All right. So y'all haven't been following. Y'all need to be following. That's what I said. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Tonight, I'm going to be joined with my brother Robert Boyd, and we're going to go all the way in on the war between love and hate. I have already provided a breakdown. If you click on the link that is attached to the Hanson Awareness page as well as my page, you will see the overview of what we're going to provide for you guys tonight on this show. I'm telling you, this is going to be explosive. It's probably going to be unheard of because the time that we spent on the phone building to create this show was already going to just, we already took off. We were already in outer space getting ready to just go to another galaxy. So we had to come back and make sure we provided the right information to everybody before we take off so everybody could be with us. So make sure y'all stay tuned tonight. The real family, that's what I said. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Stay tuned. We about to blow the whole social media airwaves off the chain, I'm telling you. So thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sid. So shout out to Sid. Shout out to Robert Boyd, you know, fine brother. You know, man, wait till y'all hear him. Wait till y'all hear him. Need we say more? Wait till y'all hear him. Brothers, man, brothers divide. So, yeah. So, guys, that's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And, yeah, be sure that you're in our group, guys. You know, the group is in the show notes. And I normally pin the show that is coming up at the very top of the group. So if you have issues, go ahead and, you know, go to our group and join our group, and you can find it there. Also, you can find it on our IG because I have posted it on our Instagram page. So you can find That's What I Said there on our Instagram page as well. And, guys, until next time, we're going to go out with some Marvin Gaye. All right, guys, peace and love.
Everybody thinks we're all mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we where I am. Mother, mother, woo.